Welcome to another episode of the Solar Power Hour. This is our eighth episode now.
Yes.
My name is William Grant, owner of Sun Collectors. We've been in business for over 6 years now, and I'm proud to say it. And I have upwards of 12 years in solar experience through my engineering degree, as well as running a solar company.
My name is Austin Baer. I am your co-host. I've been in the solar industry exclusively with Sun Collectors for five out of their amazing 6 years. Absolutely thrilled to be in this industry. I went to Bradley for nursing, so obviously life sometimes has a way of taking you in a different direction, but it's always for the better. So again, happy to be here with you guys on our genuine eighth episode of the Solar Power Hour. We actually have some very, very interesting stuff to go over, and it's going to be a very informational but a very worthwhile episode as well. So again, just thank you again for tuning in with us. It's very cool to see how this community is growing and the outreach that's being able to have an impact on, but it's just very fun to be part of this.
Absolutely. Today we're going to be going over some things that is on everyone's mind, right? So do I qualify for solar? Should I get solar? And more importantly, if you are looking into solar, what to look out for, the do's and the don'ts, how to do research on a company, what are some resources at your disposal so you can make the right decision for you and your family. And I think that's really important. But before we get into all that, we did an exercise in the office recently about inflation and around the concept of what we do with solar. Most of you already know this by now, but all of our systems are owned by the people that we serve. We do not lease systems like other companies do. And so the very important concept there is to lock in your price of power. If you do go through our financing, locking in that certain dollar amount and then paying it off as soon as you possibly can, or even letting it go long term. But the philosophy is that you're locking in your power rate or your system cost at a certain point in time. And so we all know that the dollar never really gets stronger. It always diminishes in value. And then beyond that, cost of goods increasingly go up as well. The inflation of goods without even considering the inflation of the dollar. And so we have a couple little notes here from our practice that we did the other day. Austin, you want to start us off?
Yeah. So eggs, for all of you that enjoy your breakfast foods or anything that involves eggs, unfortunately, are at one of their almost all-time highs in history right now. I've had the pleasure of signing up a lot of farmers for solar over the years, and I have to say that now is probably the best time than ever to own your own chickens, and the amount that they're saving on simply not, and I think there's stores that don't even have them sometimes. Like, it's one of those products that, you know, we are used to having the luxury of just being able to go buy it whenever, but whenever I was just out in Colorado recently, we went to multiple stores, and multiple stores did not have eggs. So it's just one of those things that supply and demand is absolutely crazy right there. Cigarettes, another huge commodity that is very common. But back in 1990, it was about $1.50 for a carton of cigarettes. And now they've escalated all the way up to roughly $13.26 on average, which, again, just a major increase for something that is, I mean, you see left and right.
Absolutely. And so it's a great couple examples because there's two different things that are affecting both the cost. So there's supply and demand for the eggs. There was a bird flu outbreak, and a bunch of chickens, millions of chickens actually got euthanized. So the supply of eggs in the U.S. was diminished. Now with the tariffs and things like that, the import of eggs is also diminished. And so what happens whenever your supply gets really low and the demand is still high, your cost goes up substantially. But and everyone here knows that power is going to continue to go up. There is no way besides going solar or putting a wind turbine on your property to eliminate that bill that you're forever going to have. And conceptually, people just pay it, right? But when the demand gets higher, as we put more of these AI facilities, electric cars, and the electrification and more homes, all these things that are happening to every state in the U.S., that demand for power is going to get higher and the supply is going to get lower depending on how rapidly we grow. And so it's going to be more and more expensive, but the idea of what we do is locking in that cost now with solar so you're not having to worry about that in the future. And then the same thing with cigarettes. Cigarettes have a lot of taxes and fees placed on them. And any of you listening from Peoria or in Illinois territory and ComEd and Ameren with the power companies, you've seen your taxes and fees on your power bill grow substantially. Because what they're trying to do is incentivize you not to use so much power and feed all these other programs, right? Part of the reason why cigarettes are so expensive is like addiction programs for cigarettes, also to just keep people from doing them. And on the vice versa aspect of it, in in the US, you actually get a tax credit. So the state or the country is saying, hey, look, you take your tax dollars, you put them on, put it into your home, into your system. That way you benefit the entire country by producing power from that facility in a green way. And so there's a couple different things there that are very key points for what we do and why we do it. And then we have tuition as well in there. It's a 200% increase in the last 25 years. So imagine locking in your cost of your kids zero now or 1 year old or a couple months old, and you're locking in that cost for tuition at this point at the dollar amount now. And then as time rises, you never have to pay more. And then by the time that your kid goes to college, you've already paid it off and you never have to worry about it. And a lot of people do have investment accounts and things like that set up for that case. But imagine never having like taking the tuition today and locking in that price, not just having an account that grows to cover the tuition price in the future. So just a couple key little points there. And I thought it would be interesting for all of you to hear.
In layman's terms, a rhetorical question that I, not even rhetorical, but just a fun question that I guess I ask all my customers or people that I'm presenting to. As a homeowner, I don't typically feel too obligated to try and explain to people why owning something versus renting something makes more sense. And so whenever I'm at someone's dining room table or in their home, I always ask, aside from, you know, your electricity at this point, what else are you actually renting in this house? And people own their cars, they own their home. At this point, most people are as independent as possible. And so when you zoom out and just think of that on a grander scale, I'll draw a parallel to the farmers that own their own chickens. They don't have to pay for eggs currently. And so it's the same concept of you can do the same thing with the better majority, if not all of your electricity. And that's conceptually not and realistically what we're doing.
I love that point. Own your own chickens. It's essentially what we're doing with solar. Own your own power.
Yes.
To a certain degree. And then, yeah, so let's get into it. So you're... Now, if you're a homeowner, you've never looked into solar in the past, you have very little idea of what it looks like. So what are some qualifications that you need to take into consideration for yourself financially, your family, as well as your home?
Absolutely. And again, if everyone that wanted to go solar could, our job would be 10 times easier. And that is one of the underbellies of this industry, is that part of our job is to be thorough upfront and also sometimes disqualify people. I will say that that is not the easiest thing to do, especially when people have starry eyes for solar. And that's just one of the hardest parts of this industry, is just being genuine and honest and saying, you know, in good faith, I can't recommend that this project be done. And not to be discouraging, but that's just a very, I would say, niche part of the industry that not every company is faithful to. And so I do really want to put ourselves on a pedestal and say that if solar may not be a good fit, we will have that conversation with you. That is part of our job, to make sure that everyone in the community that can or cannot has that information available. So one of the first qualifying factors, again, it's no skin off our back how people want to go about paying for a system. There's different options. Some people do cash, HELOCs, financing is typically pretty common as well, though. So credit score of roughly 650 or higher is what we're typically looking into. There are ways that if you're right on that cusp, there are some little tips and tricks that you can do just to kind of get that immediate boost. So if, again, that's something you're kind of right on or you're wavering for, by all means, please have the conversation with us, because it's with our financing, some of the biggest misconceptions right now in the industry is that you need a giant down payment or some fat check in order to get everything initiated. Not our case. There is no payment required up front, and your payments actually start after the system's not only been installed, but also approved by the power company. And so people have this fear that they're going to be getting double billed between a solar system and a power bill, and we have that customer protection program in place. And so it's very valuable the way that we have our financing set up, because it is meant to assist in solar in every way possible. And so qualifying there is a big thing. Just your roof itself and the way that your house is oriented. Most roofs are definitely available or have a good spacing, but south-facing roof space is always a huge factor. East to west works just as fine as well. But more importantly than that is just the actual exposure of the roof as well. Sometimes if you have trees, if they're shading, that can be an inhibiting factor. So that's something that we also have tree removal services that are at disposal that we can help with as well. But just making sure that there's decent enough exposure there as well. If you have land, obviously we are one of the few companies that do ground mounts the proper way and the best way possible. So a lot of companies aren't even in that factor. But for what it's worth, we do both roof mounts and ground mounts. But again, it's just making sure that we have enough southern-facing exposure.
Absolutely. And I would say your family's financial situation as well. There is a big misconception that solar is expensive. People like to look at the total cost of the system before all the incentives or just what they're going to be paying monthly and say, hey, look, I don't have the money to afford that. But in all actuality, you're paying that cost anyway to a power company that is going to be increasingly going up. And so if your home, or you're going to be in that home for at least another 2 years, is very advantageous, because another one of the perks that you get with solar is that it's actually adding value to your home now, and it increases every year. You know, we do the income-based capitalization approaches whenever we have homes appraised with solar on them and they come to us first. And it's able to add anywhere from $10,000 to $25,000 to even $30,000 to your home value, depending on the system size, location, and things of that nature. And so as long as you're going to be in the home for the next 2 years, you're usually golden. Other things that aren't necessarily inhibiting factors, but things to consider are your electrical panel and what your electric looks like, and the roof age and roof longevity that has left, for lack of a better words at this moment. And so the idea with that is if you're having a home or you have an electrical panel that needs to be upgraded or is out of service or is, there's so many different things that can happen there. And the cool thing about that tax credit, that 30% tax credit, is that anything you do to go solar at that level, it does get covered in that 30% tax credit. So if your electrical panel needs to be replaced, we give you a very good cost on that because we were more concerned about getting you installed with solar than making money on the electrical contracting side with our clients. And so you're able to get 30% of that covered, and we can do it all in the financing. Same thing with the roof. We have roofers that give us a very good price because we do so many roofs through them and we trust them and we've already vetted them. And we can also add that into the financing. Now, it might come out a little bit more expensive than your power bill is, but the idea of getting a roof covered at the same time as your electrical panel and solar all in the same bunch and not having to worry about in the future is a phenomenal idea. You got anything else on the roofing?
The roofing, you kind of brought up something that I would say, well, I guess first off for the roofing, we do have our own local people that we work with as well. So if you are, if that's even something that's in the process or it's been on your mind, it's almost that much more opportunistic to look into solar because we'll hit it right on the head. If you can wrap everything up into one project and have it knocked out at once, why wouldn't you? Just for a rule of thumb that I typically have learned while going through this, if you're trying to think, well, is my roof too old or not? 15 years or less, you're typically fine. 10 years or less, you're almost golden. Realistically, just for my disqualifying factor, I always look, if you're 18 to 20 years or older, not saying that your roof is bad per se, but that's realistically about the time frame that I would say that it's worth having the conversation of having it replaced prior to going solar. But one of the nice parts about our systems is that your homeowner's insurance does cover it. And so in the event of like a hailstorm or if your shingles were to be damaged, the point of going with our equipment is that it has the rating to handle all of the hail that we have here, especially in the Midwest. Your shingles could theoretically be damaged, but then your homeowner's insurance would actually cover the costs and have them, we would be the ones working on the system, but your roof would be replaced and then your system would be able to be put right back on. And so again, you always, you're optimistically hoping not for a hailstorm, but just know that you do have that coverage in place so that it's not really going to be a negative if your roof is claimed it, or if you're able to get a claim for a new roof. Absolutely. You also brought something else up there that I want to touch on briefly, but the federal tax credit. Mm-hmm. And so what that kind of plays into just on the qualifying sense is also your taxable liability. And so this is definitely something that it's a huge plus for everyone that's going solar because you're getting 30% of your entire system covered. And by covered, I mean subsidized from the federal government, but they're going to reallocate that money back to you. And so one of the I would say terms with that is in order to receive that federal tax credit, you simply just have to be paying your taxes into the federal government. Mm-hmm. So again, it's not necessarily a negative, but most people aren't stoked about their taxes. But instead of that money going to Big Brother, now you're able to take it back and put it towards an asset on your property. And so it's, again, a win-win, but one of the biggest things. So just if you're paying federal taxes, making sure that, and again, you're actually able to recoup it over multiple years as well. So if you're not able to get it all back within the first year, it's okay because you will eventually obtain the entire amount. But one of the biggest things with elderly people is that they might not necessarily be in a position to where they're paying a lot of taxes if they're retired. People still pay taxes on their pensions or their retirement funds, so it's still very viable. But that's always something that we can help people look into if they're curious as well. And obviously, CPAs would be able to inform as well, but it's just one of the biggest things that makes solar so feasible. So that's something we want people to be aware of.
Absolutely. And another thing on elderly people or people that are retired, you can pull out, like let's say you have a 401k, you can pull out a lump sum of money from the 401k and then pay the taxes on that through the tax credit, essentially. So you take out all that money, do the solar system, and then you're able to offset that. Because especially when you get in that retirement age, a lot of people are trying to eliminate their cost of living. And that's a great way to do it. And we've had several families in the past do that. But just to summarize it, you know, things to look out for. And by no means do I mean if you think you fall into one of these buckets, please still give us a call. We're more than happy to come out or talk to you over the phone and go over your situation because that's what we're here for. But things to look out for is how long are you going to be in the home? 2 years or more? Are you? What is your credit score or financial situation look like? Again, we don't do any leases. Everything we do is ownership. Are you willing to take out a home equity loan or a HELOC? Is your home good for solar as far as the orientation? Is it have enough sun that's hitting the roof due to the trees? Are you willing to cut back those trees or cut down those trees? Do you have enough land to do a ground mount? Ground mounts are wonderful because we always orient them to the sun. And that is a huge bang for your buck. There is an extra cost there, but usually if we're doing a ground mount, the offset of that system is way better than we could get on the roof. So it kind of pencils out. And then, yeah, your taxable liability is a huge one. Are you still paying income tax on the federal level? And are you going to be able to benefit from that tax credit? And that question comes up a lot. And that's what we're here to do, is help guide you through that. By no means are we CPAs, but we do know enough to be dangerous in that realm of things. So kind of getting into what to look out for in other companies. And solar companies have a vast array of different processes and procedures. And there's a lot of people that are local, and there's a lot of people that are coming in and out. And so, Austin, I'll let you kick us off with that.
Absolutely. And so everyone, I would say, definitely does research before going into something of this nature or magnitude, as I don't know if I've ever signed up anyone that at some point or another hasn't looked us up or figured out, you know, just to make sure that they're doing the right thing. And so obviously your online presence is huge. And what I mean by that is your reputation that you proceed to give yourself as a company, and your reviews speak highly. And I think that testimonials from other customers are a great way to truly find out what a company's, you know, worth, and if they're worth their weight or not.
Real testimonials.
Correct.
Not the companies that have a bunch of reviews and you can tell that they're kind of getting an incentive for it whenever they sign up or whenever they get installed. Maybe you get $1,000 off your system, this, that, and the other. We don't play that game, but you can kind of see night and day if it looks like that on their website, or if they just have a bunch of reviews from friends and family and things, which we have some of those on ours as well. But the true customer testimonials are what you are looking for. And especially if they say, hey, look, we got installed a year ago, this, that, and the other, because their process has gone so smoothly and their customer support has been there for so long that they're willing to give a review 5 months later, a year later, 2 years later, 3 years later. So just on that note.
And more importantly, I would say when you're looking into the reviews, as much as the verbal aspect is there, or the written aspect is there, one of the biggest things that we try and make a point of is the visual aspect and the pictures of the customer's installations. We take so much pride in our installations at Sun Collectors because of the process that we go through and the equipment that we specifically use. We do not do things the easy way, which is why it might take us a little bit longer to do this installation another company may, because we don't run conduit across the roof. We make sure that everything looks lined up nice and neatly. One of our installers, I truly praise him every time because of the way that all of our electrical equipment looks. He has a great eye for making sure that little aesthetics are lined up very well. We put a wind skirt on the bottom of the system. And so if you go through a company's photos and you just see, again, I don't want to use the term sloppy, but I'll say just less than desirable installations. One of our biggest complaints, or one of my biggest complaints that I hear day in and day out, or one of the fears of solar, is whenever you drive by a system and there's a bunch of conduit running across the roof, you can see the panels may or may not look a little more misaligned because they weren't installed just thoroughly. And so it can be a bit of an eyesore. And that does make my job, I'll say, easier and harder at the same time. It makes it harder because it turns some people off from the idea of ever looking into solar, but it makes my job drastically easier whenever I can show people my own installations in comparison to that and say, hey, this is the right way to do solar. And so again, just really, a company might say that they're great, but their efforts and their actual installations speak highly on that. And so you can talk about it or you can be about it. And Sun Collectors, again, I do take so much pride and joy in the way that we do install, because it does set the standard on how an installation should look. I stand by that drastically.
Absolutely. Our attention to detail is something that I also pride ourselves on, or our company on. And with that being said, when we're talking about looking for how the system is installed, you can look at their website. What kind of pictures do they have? What kind of panels are they using? Are they using true black on black panels? Do they still have silver conduit or silver conductive material in the panels? Are they actually having information on the website, or is it just a sales website? Are you going to a one-page website that just says, here, click out to fill out this form? Or are there actual drop downs where you can learn, is the information relevant? Has it been updated? It's huge. Facebook's another big one. You can go on their Facebook, Instagram, see what their involvement is in the community, what they're posting about, how their systems actually look, and what their brand guidelines and things along those lines are. And another thing while we're talking about that is Better Business Bureau. You can go to the Better Business Bureau, and they're pretty good about having a company up and saying, hey, they might have lawsuits against them. They might have this, that, and the other. They have changed their layout, which I learned recently on the Better Business Bureau. So make sure you're looking at the complaints and the reviews section. They're not all kind of lumped into one anymore, which is disappointing because it doesn't necessarily give the customer like the bird's eye view right away. But go in there and look in their complaints, look at their reviews, see what you're getting yourself into, because some of these companies' reputations precede them, but you have to look for it. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, right? But yeah, just kind of going on to another topic here is just...
one thing I do want to say real quick as we kind of transition into that is with a solar company's process, I will say everything up to the installation is obviously very important. Maintenance afterwards as well is equally as important. And so what is that company's philosophy? What are they there to do? And so a lot of companies, I will say, do treat solar like a gold rush where they come in, they try and put up as many systems as possible, and then they're on to the next hotspot. The whole point of going with a local company is so that you have in-face communication, a firm handshake to go along with it, but then also the proper communication after your system has been installed. We have your own project manager for every single project that we install. If you go through and read our reviews, you will see that left and right. As much as my name is mentioned in the reviews, she probably has me beat tenfold because she's just absolutely that amazing. There are certain solar companies that do not even have project management at all. And so you can even ask a company, hey, do we get our own project manager? If so, what does that look like? Who is it? And I cannot stand by that enough, that the whole reason our process is so fluid on the back end is because of our attention to detail and the fact that we have your own specific management team sitting there ready to help you along the way. We don't have to necessarily, go too deep into it, but the idea is that you're never left in the dark and that there's complete communication throughout the whole process. And that is so valuable whenever you're going through something of this. It's very exciting to go solar, but there is a lot of unknown factors to some people. And so just being able to put peace of mind to that and knowing that we're here to actually communicate with you, that I can't explain how valuable that is for our whole process. And that's really helped us with our reputation.
Absolutely. And one of the most valuable things we have to offer yourself, the listener, is to look up the Illinois Shines website. And on the website, there is actually a complaint form that you can fill out if you have had a negative experience with a company. But beyond that, you can see all the complaints a company has. There are some companies out there with 150 complaints just in the state of Illinois. And I like to kind of summarize or explain that in a way where it's, if you have a bad experience with someone, you probably go to their Google first. If you have a really bad experience, you probably go to Better Business Bureau and say something about it as well. If you have a terrible experience, then you're probably going to the state level and filling out a complaint form and exactly what happens. That way the state looks into it. And for a company to have 150 complaints in the state of Illinois is pretty flabbergasting, if you ask me. But there are a lot of other companies out there with a few, this, that, and the other. And again, it comes down to, they're trying to do their best, I'm sure, but it's coming down to the project management, how they're taking care of the client, what expectations are set when they're talking in the home, were they lied to, were they misinformed, how was that misinformation followed up on. And that's something that we do constantly, is just make sure that any questions that the customer has are answered in the best way that we possibly have. And then we mess up all the time. You know, we're all humans here. But the idea is that we come back and we say, hey, look, how can we fix this? How can we resolve this with you, Mr. or Mrs. Homeowner? How can we make this right by your family? Because at the end of the day, our goal is to not only repair the reputation, but make sure that the reputation of solar has the best name in Central Illinois that it possibly can.
Absolutely. And I cannot express this enough. That is one of my most, I would say, prominent factors that I like to bring up during my presentations, is that we are not perfect. To err is to human. But the reason that I would say I am so dedicated to what I do and with this company is I've never been with a company that bends over backwards more to make sure that their customers are taken care of. And there have been multiple times where there would have been a much easier route, but it's not always easy to do the difficult thing, but it's the right thing to do the difficult thing. And we have stepped up to the plate multiple times on multiple instances that I can personally think of that truly do set the bar of the right way to do this. And so I guess even something to kind of piggyback off of that, when looking into other companies, warranties is a huge thing as well, just to kind of poke around about. And one of the biggest things that we step up to the plate and do is that we include an additional 30-year bumper-to-bumper warranty on our entire system. And there's plenty of companies that aren't even able to offer that. That doesn't only entail the panels. That also now includes our batteries as well. And that's an extension that we've taken up upon ourselves. Sun Collectors isn't going anywhere, but the most that we could do is add as much peace of mind to our systems as possible. And so something as minute as that has such a major impact on our systems. And so just little things of that nature are very easy to ask about if you're looking into other companies. Very fair question to ask. What do your warranties entail and how do they operate? Who owns those warranties? Another thing as well for other companies, I think, is very, very prominent or good to ask as well. Who is doing the installation? Is it subcontracted? Who are those subcontractors? Where are they from? Is it a local team? Do they actually have the wherewithal to be doing this? Because that is one of the, I would say, dirtiest parts of the industry is who's actually doing the install. Everything can look great on the surface, but then when you have underqualified people doing the installation, that's when leaks start to occur or all these problems later on down the road. So it can be a bit of a snowball effect, starting from just an error on the company's behalf by not having qualified personnel. That's one of our biggest prides with Oasis Electric, is that everyone is here local. We have complete oversight over all of our teams, and then it's us that are also coming out and maintaining our systems if there's ever any servicing that's required. No other company can offer that the way that Sun Collectors does here.
Absolutely. And there's so many things to talk about on this topic. One that just came to mind is the contract that you're signing with the solar company. And our contract's pretty comprehensive. There's not a lot in it for a good reason. We're not like a car dealership or some of the other companies that have 30-something pages of that contract written up to just kind of make sure that all their bases are covered. And we want to make sure that people are going into it and being reassured that they're getting the right thing and there's not a lot of red tape. So read through the contract if you get to that point with a company. Read through that contract and see what you're being held liable to. And if you have any questions on that and you've gotten to that point, please contact us. We have the contracts from dang near every solar company in the area that we have picked apart and highlighted some things. And we can walk you through that process pretty easily. And then at the end of the day, if there's something in that contract that's not sitting well with you, you know, usually your instincts or intuition is right. But beyond that, let's say that they're saying, hey, we're going to do your install in-house. And they show up to your house and there's a bunch of different companies. You got an electrical contracting company and then another solar company to do the install, or roofing company, whatever it is. You have the right to still tell them not to install on your house. If you don't feel safe, you don't feel secure, the proper expectations weren't set and they went behind your back and have somebody else out there, you can cancel that project the day of the install if you so choose, right? You're a free person. Don't get trapped. Other things as well is, where's that company coming from? Are they actually local, right? And you know, we're big advocates of the local community. We want to see Peoria and Central Illinois grow as much as we possibly can. We want to keep the money within Central Illinois. But you know, that's a little higher level economics that a lot of people don't consider. But if you have a company that's based out of another state, they're coming in just to take advantage of the programs, get people installed. How are they going to maintenance that that system? Are they actually going to maintenance it? Or are they going to have a company go out and fix it for them? And then Austin, you were talking about the warranties that are offered by our company. So there's a 5-year workmanship that's offered by a lot of different companies. But what I've found to be very, very true is they want to find any way possible not to take advantage of that 5-year workmanship. Mm-hmm. So they'll say this, that, and the other. It was this. It was that. It wasn't on us. Like, no one wants to take responsibility for things anymore, which breaks my heart, because that just leaves a bad impression for the consumer. Another thing as well is the panel manufacturers and the panels and inverters they're using. A lot of people don't want to go too much in the weeds on this, and by no means does everyone need to. That's what we do as a company, is make sure we're sourcing the right material, companies that have really good financial backing and financial reports that are going to be there for the long term. And I'm proud to say that every panel and every inverter we've ever used as a company, they are still in business 6 years later. And so there have been hundreds and hundreds of startup solar companies or solar panel companies, inverters, this, that, and the other, that have all fallen, have gone out of business, or struggling currently. And I'm proud to say that we have done the research and we have vested the product. That way we know that if you do have a warranty claim, which will probably happen in 25 years, there will be something to replace it. Because that would be the worst case scenario, is that you go out there, you get a company that's like, oh yeah, well, this is really cheap, this, that, and the other. Oh, great, awesome, I'm going to take that. Get a cheap panel, cheap inverter. Companies go out, the company itself goes out of business, the panel manufacturer goes out of business, the inverter company goes out of business, and then it becomes a nightmare for our company to go out there and service it. And then one last thing, and I'll get off my high horse here, but we have been getting so many service calls recently, mm-hmm. and I'm happy to help people. I just wish that people like yourselves listening would do more research with these companies that you're getting in bed with, because this isn't something where it's just like, hey, you're going to do the concrete in my driveway and then you're gone until I need my concrete replaced again. No, this is an active working system that goes on your home and powers your home, essentially. So you're needing someone who you can trust, who you can rely on, who you can get a hold of immediately, not like calling up to American Airlines or something like that and saying, hey, look, touch this number, touch that number, and then finally getting to someone, oh, we'll get back to you in a week or so. Now, we're in Peoria. We're locally here. We're keeping the money here. Our people work here. And so there's so many levels of pride in what we do, because we do it the hard way, because it's the right way, essentially.
Absolutely. And again, just to again put a final pin in that whole idea of keeping everything here local, again, we've talked about it in prior episodes, we've had guests from some of the organizations that we help support, but that is again one of the biggest reasons that people love the name Sun Collectors is because of the community work and what we push back into our own community. Between the charity and all the events that we help sponsor, the sports teams. Oh, by the way, shout out to the Rivermen for absolutely destroying it over the weekend. I love, again, just first off, the Rivermen are an awesome team to begin with, but just to see them on a hot streak right now, it's very fun. It was, I think, 7-5 then one night, and then they won the next night. Was it 4-0?
Did they score at all?
No, the other team didn't score.
Yeah, I think it was 4-0.
I think it was 4-0. So again, shout out to the Rivermen for absolutely just destroying our competition. That's what we like to see. But again, just the idea of we are a company that truly likes to be able to give back, and we truly do love Peoria. And so that's our whole foundational movement here is, again, repair the reputation of solar, but also just to set the bar of what a local company can and will do. And so I will say that I dare you to look at, you know, the social media pages, if there is even one, for potential other companies, and see what they're actively doing in the community, and if that's something that they, you know, take to heart. And again, there, I would almost challenge or bet that there is not a single company in Central Illinois that pushes back the way that we do and does what we do. And that, again, is why we've set our bar as high as we have. So,
absolutely. And then everyone that lives in Central Illinois, you know how much of a tight-knit small community it is. Ask five people and you'll find some information, right? There's so many different community boards, neighborhood group chats, all these different things that you can use as resources on someone's experience. And thank you to everyone who's ever commented in one of those negative chats, or someone is having a bad experience with a solar company and saying, hey, look, reach out to Sun Collectors. We had a positive experience. Our neighbors did. And at the end of the day, if you see a black on black system with a wind skirt at the bottom of it, black railing, black everything to make it look aesthetically pleasing, odds are we did that system. And I know for a fact we have installs in every single neighborhood in Peoria and the surrounding areas. So there is someone you know close by who has an experience with us. And hopefully, optimistically, they have a pleasant thing to say about us. Most people do. And if they don't, contact us. We're more than happy to resolve any issues that you've had. And we're not perfect by any means. We're always here for our clients. And we're looking to move this forward. Again, our whole mission statement for this year is to repair the reputation of solar in the Central Illinois area. And it breaks my heart that that has to be a mission statement, but there has been so much misinformation. There has been so many companies coming in and out. There have been so many things that have happened in this area that have not been good for the consumer, the era, the cities as well. And so part of that repairing the reputation is showing our hand to you in this episode and saying, hey, these are the things you need to consider. And by all means, we wouldn't be saying this unless we want you to do that for us as well. So by all means, check out our social media, check out our website, reviews, all these things that we work really hard to maintain and keep up for information that might lead you to us or make us a more trusted resource for you.
And at the end of the day, guys, if you're considering solar, whether you think you might be a good candidate or not, or if it's just something that's even crossing your mind, please give us a call. Again, our job is to sometimes be upfront and just in some cases just disqualify people. We have no problem letting you know, but that does add peace of mind, or you don't have to lose any sleep at night wondering if you're doing the right thing or if you shouldn't be paying your power company what you're paying them. And so again, at the end of the day, our job is to make sure that we are educating the community. That is our first and foremost practice. And that I really do think that sets the bar for where it should be and how our company goes about our process. But again, just at the end of the day, if you're curious, please give us a call. That is our job. We have the most qualified people to talk about this and for our knowledge on the incentives, the process through solar. And if it's a good fit, you're not going to find a better company to help you guys out on the back end.
Absolutely. So just in summary, right? So some things you can do when you're looking into a company, look up the reviews, look up the Better Business Bureau, look at the Illinois Shines complaint procedure, as well as their complaints online through Better Business Bureau and the complaint program through Illinois Shines. On top of that, what kind of panels are they using? What's the longevity of the company? What is the company's vision? Are they actually there to service the systems for 30 years to come because it is an active resource? Have your friends and family had any good or bad things to say about them? What does their social media look like? We're all on social media nowadays. Are they actually involved in the community? Are they actually giving back? What do their systems look like? Where are they located? Where are they from? Are they local, truly local? Are they using subcontractors? And warranties, right? Do they have a 30-year warranty? Is it actual bumper to bumper? Are they going to cover the parts, labor, diagnostics, and everything else that are involved in fixing these systems? And then, yeah, all the other things we talked about earlier about what you need to look at for your own home and your financial situation to at least go with us. But absolutely been a pleasure talking with you, Austin, today and talking to you guys about some research that you can do on your own, because at the end of the day, it breaks our heart when someone calls us up, says, hey, look, I need service on my system. This company went out of business, this, that, and the other. And a big part of me was almost like, why didn't you contact us, or why didn't you go with us? And there's been several cases where they're like, oh, well, we had a quote from you guys, but it was too expensive. And now I have to go out there and charge them to do service. And so is it really truly more expensive, or are you just going to push the can down the road or kick the can down the road and pay more in the future? And so again, this is our 8th episode of the Solar Power Hour with my lovely co-host Austin Bear.
Thank you, guys. Myself,
William Grant. And we will see you next week. And I am optimistic that we can get a realtor on the podcast. The one time we did have him scheduled, I was very sick. So my apologies to you listeners. But next time we should have a realtor to talk about their experience. And trust me, there's some juicy stuff there.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time.
Absolutely.